Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce an important type of word in English, compound nouns. In previous podcasts, we learned the rules for determining which syllable of a word is stressed. And today, we're going to focus on a specific type of noun, compound nouns. There are many words in English which are a combination of two nouns. For example, the word laptop is a combination of the noun lap and the noun top. The word flashlight is a combination of the noun flash and the noun light. These words follow a special rule for determining where their stress falls. Learning the right stress for these words is another way to make your English clear and easily understandable. Another good reason to learn compound nouns is that the high-tech digital age that we live in is constantly introducing new words which are often compound nouns. The focus of this week's podcast is learning the syllable stress rule for compound nouns. We're also going to practice these types of words in some key American words, phrases, and idioms. So let's begin by reviewing how we stress a syllable in English. You may remember from podcast number 14 that in English, there are two elements to stress. Stress equals a longer vowel plus a rise in pitch. For example, when I say the word English, I stress the first syllable, ing. Notice how the vowel in the first syllable is longer and the pitch, the tone, is slightly higher. English. Also notice that volume, how loud the syllable is not so important. It's more important to make the vowel longer and the pitch higher. Now let's listen to and repeat some compound nouns, paying careful attention to syllable stress. Cell phone. Laptop. Bedroom. Notice that these words all contain two nouns put together, but that the stress of these nouns falls on the first noun, and that is the rule that we should follow. Stress the first noun of compound nouns. This is true when the nouns are together, separated by a space, or hyphenated. A common mistake we often hear students make is to stress the second noun or to give equal stress to both nouns. This can be confusing to your listener. Stress the first noun and your message will be much clearer and easy to understand. So let's practice some compound nouns. The following compound nouns are technologically related. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to syllable stress. Website. Photocopy. Laptop. Facebook. Text message. Podcast. Cell phone. And next, here are some words which are non-tech related words, but will never lose their importance. Please listen and repeat. Credit card. Restroom. Girlfriend. Boyfriend. Handbag. Birthday. Now let's practice some common American expressions and idioms containing compound nouns. Please listen and repeat. You can find me on Facebook. Could you tell me where the restroom is? Her boyfriend lives in a shoebox. She got a laptop for her birthday. Learning to speak English with an American accent takes time and practice. But the key to mastering the sounds of English is slow, repetitive practice on a daily basis. You have to repeat and repeat until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something automatically without thinking. Accent reduction is a lot like physical activities such as sports, dancing, or playing an instrument. You have to first do it slowly and correctly in order to do it quickly and correctly. In other words, you need training. If you want more practice exercises like the one in this podcast and are interested in learning all of the sounds of English, I recommend that you try my full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd like to thank all of you who've donated to English Pronunciation Pod. Your support helps make English Pronunciation Pod free and accessible to anybody who wants to improve their accent. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying Happy Thanksgiving, thank you for joining us, and see you next time.